This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Sophie Bushwick. Got a minute? Who was the better artist, a caveman or Leonardo da Vinci? It turns out that early depictions of four-legged animals walking are more accurate in some ways than modern ones, even those crafted by the Renaissance master. The studies in the journal PLOS One. Without fancy cameras, we two-leggers can have trouble visualizing the sequence of leg motion in a quadruped's gait. Hungarian scientists recently analyzed 1,000 statues, paintings, and other art created in prehistory or more recently. Specifically, the researchers checked how the legs of ostensibly moving quadrupeds hit the ground to see if these depictions matched actual animal locomotion. Of course, 19th century photographer Edward Muybridge famously captured a horse's motion in stop-motion photographs. Artwork in the centuries prior to his photos got the legs wrong 84% of the time. The error rate dropped to 58% after his photos came out. But prehistoric artists topped all with just a 46% error rate. Perhaps those cave painters paid such close attention to detail because they wanted to avoid being starving artists. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Sophie Bushwick.